Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial on in toll free at 800-259-9231. The questions for Big Mike will be given priority right now. For those of you just tuning in, we'll explain who he is. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. That's the place to go. The features there are completely free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours free for you over at freetalklive.com. So enjoy that on us. As we continue here, we've been talking with Big Mike throughout the show tonight, and for good reason. The guy has been in jail for over 2 weeks on trumped-up charges. Basically, what happened was he was in the park with some other liberty activists, because we've got a whole movement of liberty-minded people that have come here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which you can learn more about at freestateproject.org. But he's one of the many activists. Anyway, about a half a dozen of them were in the park having a 420 celebration. Undercover cops came up. They shook him down. Then, after harassing them for a while, they told Big Mike he could leave. He tried to leave, brushed up accidentally against a cop, as he did, because they were essentially blocking his path. And then they arrested him for assault. Not assault on a police officer, for whatever arbitrary reason, but just simple assault charges. They took him away. He was non-cooperative with them, did not give up his name. They brought him into a court arraignment. But it was a secret arraignment because they wouldn't tell any of his friends who were in the courthouse that day asking about him where and when the arraignment was being held. They just kept giving them this information. And then from there, the story continues where he was presumably carted off to jail. I don't think we've even really gotten into much detail, Big Mike, as to what happened to you in inside the big house where you were for over 2 weeks. So leaving the court, I mean, what happened next?
Well, you know, they took me back to the jail, and, you know, like I said, I didn't have a copy of that other paperwork. I figured, okay, well, now I'm going to sit there until April 5th when they said that my trial was going to be, unless I had filed some motions or something like that and had to go back to court for a reason, unless I was able to post the $5,000 cash. Well, I don't have $5,000, and that certainly wasn't something that I wanted to try to get any of the liberty activists to, you know, to come up with that much money. Even though they would have been able to get it all back, it's a long time to go without $5,000 cash.
Yeah,
know?
That doesn't tend to be what the activists do up here when they are going out and essentially engaging with civil disobedience. That is basically, it's expected that you're going to go to jail, and if you're wanting to bail yourself out, then it's your responsibility to do something like that.
Right, exactly. And you know, I was prepared to sit there until April 5th. Well, you know, I didn't. Besides not submitting to the booking process, I also didn't go along with the medical thing, which requires inmates to have a tuberculosis test where they stick you with some type of chemical under your arm, and you know it leaves a ring a couple days later if you don't have if you have tuberculosis, and it just leaves a little mark if you don't have it. Because I wasn't willing to go along with that, you know, I was placed on a 23-hour lockdown in the medical unit of the jail on quarantine status.
So there was nobody else. At any point, were you ever in a room with any other inmates, any other prisoners?
Yeah, in the very beginning when I was there. And, you know, after a couple of days, I started asking the corrections officers, I was like, have you ever seen anybody with tuberculosis before? Do I exhibit any of the symptoms? And no. And then when I started talking with the staff people, I was like, you know, this is getting to be kind of ridiculous. Everybody here knows that I don't have tuberculosis. Did you guys bother to contact any of the inmates that I had contact with when I was first brought in and let them know that you were in contact with somebody that refused to take the test and you might have tuberculosis if he has it? And they said, no, you know, we didn't do that. So, I mean, they clearly demonstrated that even though they're saying that I'm in there, you know, for the safety of the other people that work and our inmates in the jail, like, it definitely had nothing to do with safety, you know. You could tell that. It was just them trying to get me to comply, to go along with the program, and I wasn't cooperative. So that basically that meant I was stuck in my cell for 23 hours a day. Now,
at that point, you were by yourself, though. Once you determined that they determined you were not going to take the TB test, that's when they locked you in by yourself?
Yeah, I was in a unit with other inmates. It was the medical unit.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a two-person cell, but the only person in that cell. So I could see other inmates and talk to them by my door a little bit. You know, and they're supposed to let you out for an hour every day. There were a couple of times in there where I went more than 2 days without being let out of my stall to shower or whatever. And they first told me that because I was a risk of spreading the disease that I wasn't allowed to use the telephone, because I might contaminate it or something like that. So, you know, I my phone is locked up
Windex.
In my property with, well, yeah.
It's called Windex.
Exactly,
learn to use it, guys.
It's so ridiculous.
Well, they weren't going to let you use your phone. They'd make you use a jail phone, because then you have to collect calls, and the jail makes big money on that. Plus, cell phone signals don't tend to work very well inside jails. I can never get one.
Right. Well, yeah. Anyway, you know, my phone was locked up in my property, and it had all my telephone numbers in it. I don't have anybody's home number here. Most of the activists that I know don't even have home phones.
Yep.
So even if I was able to make a phone call, who was I going to call? The only number I got is my mom's house phone that, you know, I have memorized since I was a little kid. It's been the same number all that time. But when they would release me from my cell for my 1 hour, it was at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And I think they were kind of doing it that way intentionally.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, who was I going to be able to call? And I realized at this point, okay, now I'm going to be in here for a while. I can't contact anybody. After 10 days of not having any money in my commissary account, I would be able to get postage paid by the jail as, like, an indigent inmate.
Mm-hmm.
So I could send out a letter, you know, to my roommate and send one out to my mom and file motions and stuff like that for court. Somebody put money in my commissary account, and I didn't know it because I wasn't using, you know, I didn't have access to the machine where you could check it.
Yeah.
And I thought everybody knew, like, that not only don't bail me out, but also don't put any money in my account.
I don't think anybody knows that. I think if you don't want money in your commissary account, then you probably should let folks know in advance, because
write a will.
Typically,
I thought that I had made that clear. It was just apparently a little bit of confusion. Everybody,
I can tell you, it was probably Brian from the CD Evolution Fund, Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org, which is one of the things that that we've been doing just consistently over time. Is when someone gets thrown in the pokey, we'll come in with, you know, 40 or 50 bucks or whatever, and put it in that person's commissary account just to try to make things a little bit more comfortable for them while they're in there. So I would say that any activist that's doing civil disobedience in New Hampshire that doesn't want commissary needs to make it really clear to, like, everybody, so the word can get around. But nonetheless,
my roommate put $50 in right away, and I think all told there was a total of like $107 in there that people had donated to the commissary fund. But I didn't know that, you know, and there was no way I could access that. Nobody comes and tells you, hey, you know, somebody put money in your account. I just thought I had to wait around 10 days to be able to get a letter out. So
they don't tell you anything. Now, how were they being? Were you being carried around the jail as well? Because you were very non-cooperative and, you know, went limp when the initial arrest happened. Did you also continue that, or did you decide to be a little more cooperative once you were in jail?
No. Well, at the police station, like, you know, you guys, I'm going to subpoena the video from, you know, when they were actually trying to book me, when they took me from the park to the Manchester police station. And, you know, they didn't beat me up, but they definitely weren't gentle.
Mm.
And as they were getting ready to transport me to the jail, this one guy pretty much flung me into the garage next to the van. I came down on my elbows pretty hard, and I realized, like, I have kind of a shoulder injury or something that's been bothering me the past couple of weeks, and I realized if I made them drag me one more time, I might do permanent damage, and I did not want to give them the satisfaction of that happening, you know. So when I got out of, you know, when we got to the jail, I actually got out and walked, and, you know, I started having conversations with the COs. For everything that everybody went through at the protest at the jail, I have to say right now that from my perspective, the staff at the Valley Street Jail was absolutely very professional and courteous at all times to me. They might not have really agreed with what I was doing or understood the reason why I was doing it, but they were, you know, I was not really treated unfairly. I got a couple of, like, snide comments here and there. Like, one guy said, oh, that's one of those damn free staters, and, you know, he's no patriot or something like that. But I just blew that off. I didn't even really acknowledge it when he said it.
Well, that's interesting that's interesting that you say that, because that particular jail has kind of a bad reputation as compared to the one out this way in the Keene area. So I'm glad to hear a positive story coming out about the jail guards over there. In fact, we were talking last night about some of the experiences folks have had out this way, and it's the attitude of the individual who is being in prison that really affects the entire thing. We've pointed out that Sam, who was in there for 58 days, had a very different react. They reacted completely differently to him than they did to Kurt, and they were both doing similar things. They were both being somewhat non-cooperative, but they did not like Kurt at all, and they loved Sam. So nobody had anything bad to say about Sam, but they had all kinds of nasty things to say about Kurt. It just has to do with how you approach the situation. We'll come back with more with Big Mike. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you like vitamins, say ILikeVitamins.com.
Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ILikeVitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 is a multivitamin and mineral formula that supports vision, enhances immunity, reduces stress, helps your heart, memory and mood, energy, digestion, bones and joints, and has super antioxidant age-defying nutrients. All that and saves money, too. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ILikeVitamins.com. That's ILikeVitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. 10-in-1, the world's greatest liquid vitamin and mineral supplement. Distributors wanted. Details at ILikeVitamins.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include stuff like our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what that's all about, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Critical thinking exercise. Explain the difference between government and organized crime. Be sure to include in your comparison the disadvantages that organized crime syndicates might encounter by not having access to a 12-year propaganda system designed to convince children that their activities are somehow not organized crime. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education and socially acceptable forms of organized crime. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're on with Big Mike in a where he's telling us his story of how he was aggressed against by the government operatives in Manchester, New Hampshire during a 420 celebration. They essentially trumped up some charges, claimed he assaulted a police officer and put him in a jail cell. Now, actually, we're to the jail portion of this story where they put Mike in a cell on quarantine, locked him down for at least 23 hours every day, sometimes 24. And that's kind of the part of the story we're talking about. Now, Dale, you actually had a question for Big Mike about some of his descriptions of what was going on there. Go ahead.
Well, you were just saying that you thought they behaved very professionally there, but that was right after saying things like they wouldn't let you make a phone call because they don't know how to use Windex on the phone, and that they didn't tell you about that there was money in your commissary and things like that. So,
when I say that they behave professionally, like, you know, I'm assuming that a lot of the decisions that were made on what my privileges could be, had I cooperated, and because I wasn't cooperating. When I say treated professionally, I'm talking about the kids, the COs that work there that, you know, were actually responsible for monitoring me and the other inmates, you know, on a day-to-day basis. You know, there's three shifts that they work around the clock, and they were, I mean, pretty much all of them were kids. You know, one of them, I think the youngest one was 19 years old. They were probably all in their early to mid 20s. You know, and they didn't, you know, they never really came across to me like they were trying to be there to give me a hard time or anything like that. I think that's what I was trying to come across when I said that they behaved really, you know, professionally. The upper levels of the bureaucracy, you know, when you start getting into the supervisors and the sergeants and one captain in particular that I had some dealings with, that was a little bit different. And I think the reason why they were, you know, making things difficult for me without overtly trying to, you know, come out and make it seem like they were trying to break me or something was probably because of the, you know, whatever was going on the outside with the protests and stuff like that. I don't have any proof that, you know, because nobody told me that, but it's very possible that because of what was going on outside, they were making things a little bit more difficult for me on the inside.
Yeah, I think that's likely going to be the case. So, any other stories you want to tell us from when you were on the inside? Did they, how much mail came through to you? Did they let you read any books? I mean, you were all alone there for 2 weeks, so there probably wasn't much to do.
No, and when you're locked down, I mean, you can't really do too much. I finally started getting some mail, which was great. I have, you know, just nothing but good things to say about the mail-to-jail service, and I'm so appreciative of the support that I got from everybody. When you're in jail and you have really nothing to look forward to except for the mail, like, just like three sentences on a piece of paper is so, it's such a good feeling just to get that from some stranger, you know, hey man, I'm thinking about you. I support what you're doing. I'm glad you're, you know, you're doing this, whatever.
My stuff got delayed.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I actually sent postcards, right away, but they bounced back, and it turns out because I
only got the one, Dale, the only one I got from you was the one that was handwritten that said, you know, they've been coming back because I had the address, like, mixed around or something like that. But, you know, you said that you had been writing. Barsky says that he has more mail for me that, you know, he'll just give to me the next time he sees me.
I sent you at least three cards. I think four.
I think I got a total of maybe 25 to 30 postcards and probably about 40 letters total.
I'll give people advice, and this is why my mail bounced back. So it's something to keep in mind when you're mailing anyone a postcard. Don't put the to address. If you put a return address, put it above the to address because they have an automatic reader that reads in like the zip code and routes the mail based on a bottom up approach. And that's what I was doing. I was putting to and from. And it was treating the from address as the to address and sending them all right back to me.
I'm surprised they actually have that kind of technology to where they can read people's handwriting.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, actually, me too.
Okay, so you were in there, and did they even let you have any books while you were in?
I wasn't supposed to have access to any books because I might contaminate them as well. If I did, like, they had to be thrown away afterwards. Yeah, I know. It's so ridiculous. When I first got there, there were, like, two books in my cell. I don't remember what they were. I read really fast, so I read both of them within, like, 2 days. You know, they were just a couple hundred pages, like, quick murder mystery or something like that.
Was it
not
cold?
Anything that I would ever...
Was it cold?
That?
Was it, a lot of people say sometimes jail can be very cold. Were you in a place that was cold?
It's really cold. And when I got moved, to the actual medical unit, mine was one of the few cells in that unit that had windows, so there was a draft. And it definitely made it a lot colder. They wouldn't give me a second blanket.
Oh no.
There's a lot of things that I'm not even going to talk about on the air tonight. I mean, I have a lot of stuff that I can tell that I'm going to blog about so people can read a lot more of my, my whole experience when I was there.
Where can people go to read your blogs, Big Mike?
Well, I have one set up on the Free Agents site.
Mm-hmm. That's fr33agents. Is it .com where the blogs are?
I believe it is .com.
Okay.
And maybe /blog, and I don't know, like, what my idea is. I set it up, like, 2 days before I actually was arrested to begin blogging on, and I haven't done it yet. But I'll give you guys the link and put it on Freekeen. But, this whole thing came down to I should have been out of there the Wednesday after my arraignment. Had there not been the huge level of bureaucracy and people been able to take direct action, it would have been very simple for, okay, this is what I can do to get out of here. Fine, I'll comply. Here's the motions. I'll have them, a notary stamp the affidavit. You guys fax it over to the judge's clerk, and maybe I'll go back to the judge the next day or something like that, come back to the jail and be out of here. And it was just one thing after another that their policies there, like, really kept me in there, unless they were trying to keep me in there longer. But I would imagine toward the end they were probably pretty glad to get rid of me, or judging by what I heard what was going on outside. So,
there was going to be a big demonstration this weekend where they'd threatened everyone with arrest if they came back.
Yeah.
And, of course, you tell the Free Staters that, and they're going to come back. So they'd plan to come back this weekend. So you got out. There's a trial scheduled. It's likely that they're going to find you guilty because that's what they do. If you've been in jail up here, then essentially they feel obligated to find you guilty. So it's very unlikely you'll be found not guilty.
They have to. It's all part of their authority is all an image, and they have to justify the fact that they've already put you in jail. So they have to. They have to find you guilty, because otherwise they made a mistake, and it's a very obvious, glaring one.
I want to get your comments on what you're planning to do as far as the court situation, because it sounded to me earlier like you'd said that you wanted to take an appeal, which I think would be a first for any of the civil disobedience non-cooperation activists up here, or any activists up here that's been involved in with the court system. No one has yet appealed any of the guilty findings. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
On your own line. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Priority will be given to people with questions for Big Mike. He is one of the many, many hundreds of liberty-loving people that has made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You can learn more about that at freestateproject.org. And we're talking about his experience going to jail for over 2 weeks because, well, they allege he assaulted a police officer, though it was caught on video. It seems to me it was quite accidental, and he simply just brushed up against one of them. He also did not give his name initially. And Big Mike, you're back with us here, and I appreciate you sticking through and hanging out with us and talking about your story in detail, because I know a number of our listeners have been very interested to find out. I myself have been quite curious.
I really appreciate you guys giving it the coverage that it is. I'll stay on as long as you guys want to have me, just to, give anybody information that they want to hear.
I just had a question just before we continue with whatever you were going to do, but just a question about the giving of the name. They held you there incommunicado. You weren't allowed to make phone calls. They didn't give you your mail for a long time. And it was all based over the fact that you used your right to remain silent, and you did not give so-called right to remain silent. You didn't give them your legal name. Then later, a couple of weeks later, you did go ahead and fill out a motion or go through the process. You did get processed, and you did. I don't blame anybody for getting out of jail in whatever the situation is. I'm just curious, what was your motivation for deciding, okay, I'm going to go ahead and give them my legal name at this point? What happened there?
Okay, well, a couple of things. First of all, there wasn't any more real legal challenge I could have done as far as, getting a definitive answer on what constitutes violating the statute of failure to process. dealing with a contempt charge for not doing so. So right there I thought, well, okay, I'm not going to be able to do anything. I have the option to bail out as John Doe for the $5,000. Right now I'm kind of more concerned with my legal defense, and because I was in quarantine status, they wouldn't give me access to the law library, which I kind of felt was a violation of my right to due process. I only had a limited time to file a motion with the court in order to request a trial by jury, and if I didn't get that motion filed, I would have been denied that right also. And I wanted to make sure that got done. Well, when I finally did do it, and one of the things behind it is, you know, it was never really a big deal for me to go through this anonymously or keep my right to remain silent. I understand how it would be an issue for some people. I kind of want them to know who I am because I want them, when they know that, like, oh man, that Tyner guy, he's coming here. It's because they're going to get a little uncomfortable because they know somebody's going to be holding them accountable.
Something else we were talking about during the break in relation to the whole John Doe thing. You'd mentioned that earlier in the interview that you thought there was some value to somebody paying bail in order to go through a trial as John Doe. And one thing to point out about that I didn't think of at the point we were talking about it, was that if somebody does post bail, then that gives the state the money that they're going to extract from when they find you guilty. So if it's important to an activist to not give money to the state, then they really shouldn't ever pay bail because, well, once they go to trial and the judge finds them guilty, if you've put in $5,000 into the bail, they could just say, oh, the fine's $1,000, and then you get $4,000 back. Whereas if you don't pay the bail, then they can never extract the money from you down the road.
Okay, I'm glad that you brought that up because we didn't cover this. In that situation, somebody could have given the bail bondsman the $5,000 plus the bail bondsman's fee. I would have had to pay, 10% of the bail to the bail bondsman to come do it, but that bail bondsman would be entitled to get all of the $5,000 back.
That's
and
a good
any
point.
Any fines or something that they would have levied against me or whoever the defendant was, would be charged to the defendant directly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I also believe if any third party, like Ian, if I had given you $5,000 and you showed up and posted the bond in your name, they can't take my fines that they're trying to levy against me and hold it against you. You would have got all $5,000 back too.
That's an interesting point.
I'm not 100% sure on that. I'm like 99.9% sure, okay?
So, yeah, it's not likely they would take it from the bail bondsman. Yeah, it would be interesting to experiment with on a slightly lower bail for somebody to come in. For instance, Brian Manning was in there, the other guy that got arrested the time when you were in, but he did get bailed out by the activists on the outside. So I wonder whose name that particular bail is actually held in. That might be interesting.
I don't know that for sure. I haven't got a chance to talk with Brian yet, but I'm sure I will.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys will. We'll sit down. So what was it you wanted to comment on? Because I've got a few more questions here for you.
Sure. I don't even know where
that's
I was.
That's all right. We'll just keep going. If it comes back, just bring it up. So other question is, some people might say, and there was a conversation last night on this program about tactics, and this is a conversation that comes up here in New Hampshire because we've got hundreds of liberty-minded activists all here going about things in slightly different ways and doing what they feel is right. Some people like Dale are completely outside of the system. They're not interested in participating in it at all. Myself, I'm a mixed bag. I like the outside of the system. I like the civil disobedience. But I also do some inside the system stuff. Mark, you're more inside the system all the way kind of guy, though you support some of the outside the system activism. So there's a variety of approaches here. But some people would say, Mike, it's never worth it. I mean, you wasted 2 weeks of your life in this jail cell, and for what? I mean, why would you do that?
Okay, here we go. I'm definitely not out of the woods with this yet. What happened when I left court the other day is it was very similar to like pleading guilty so they can bind the case over to Superior Court. Because it's a Class A misdemeanor in New Hampshire, when you're arrested for a Class A misdemeanor, you are entitled to a right to a trial by jury. I want that because if I would have just pled guilty, the prosecutor had recommended that I get a 6-month suspended sentence, I could have walked out of there and been all done with it. But that would not exonerate me. Mm-hmm. And that still would be on my record. And then if I get arrested for something else, I'm going to have this, an arrest record in New Hampshire that they can hold over my head. And maybe for whatever I get arrested for the next time, the penalties would be a little bit stiffer.
Plus, it won't clog up the court system. It won't clog the court system, and it won't cost them any extra.
Definitely, I am definitely in favor of clogging the court system. I, you know, now I get the opportunity to have a jury trial, something else that really hasn't been done.
That's right.
I know of is not a lot of free staters have had the opportunity to inform the jury of their rights to nullify.
Absolutely.
To judge the
law. We've been hitting the jurors with jury nullification information every single
right.
month, at least out here in the Keene area. And that's great, but there's never actually been an activist trial that has had a jury, because normally what will happen is they'll arrest somebody for like a marijuana charge, which normally is a Class A misdemeanor, which, as you say, can get you a jury trial. But then they drop the charges to Class B, you know, right at the last minute, and basically that essentially nullifies the possibility of getting a jury trial up front. You would then have to file an appeal and then get the jury trial later on down, you know, at the appeal level. But no one has ever appealed the sentences. They've just gone to jail and that, you know, been done with it. So that'll be a real first if there actually is a jury selected for an activist trial, especially in a trial like yours, Mike, where the video evidence is so powerful. I mean, I think that would be very interesting.
Yeah, that's the thing that, you know, a judge, and I still say, because you were in jail, they've already put you in jail, they arrested you, they have to maintain their appearance of legitimacy. I think a judge will not bat an eye and be able to find you guilty. I've watched trials that just blew my mind, where I felt like the activists presented a rock solid case for their innocence, when in fact all they need to do is, and when in fact it's the prosecutor's responsibility to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. In theory, it's all rhetoric. And I've watched judges still find them guilty, and my head is just spinning. It's just mind blowing. But in a jury, you know. Good luck. You know, I think that would really be.
It's
what
the
makes
only
the
hope.
It's
I
the
mean,
only hope. Exactly.
To me, I never cease to be amazed at how mind numbed juries are, and how willingly they just abdicate citizens' rights to the government, as if everybody who's charged with something must have done something because the cops said it, and the cops are good people. And I'm not saying the cops aren't good people, but I just think that I don't think juries take their oath seriously to judge and see whether these people committed these crimes. And
correct.
You know, I know judges will throw the case every time. So at the least with the jury, there's a chance.
Right. Well, it's not so much that it's a chance, but there's another thing, too, that we had been talking about when we do the FIJA outreach here in Manchester, is there are a couple of state reps that are looking for, you know, some video evidence of a judge freaking out on either a pro se defendant or a defense attorney that brings that up to a jury and tries to hold them in contempt for doing that. And these guys want to try to impeach a judge.
Ooh.
I'd be willing to sacrifice a little bit of my liberty just to see that happen.
I consider it an investment, not a sacrifice. Hang on, Mike. We'll bring it back. Right. One more Big Mike in moments here, 259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-859-4796. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-859-4796. That's 1-800-859-4796. 1-800-859-4796.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations, and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com, or call 1-866-OLD Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage?
Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, and bring up whatever's on your mind here, 800-259-9231, though calls for Big Mike will be given priority. We've been talking to him. He's one of the Liberty activists up here in the New Hampshire area. He moved here as part of the Free State Project, and we're going to continue that discussion here in moments.
If there was one thing that I'd strongly recommend that you get for your family without hesitation, it'd be the Tiger Light T100 non-lethal personal protection device. Sometimes when you buy something, you really just know you've made a good decision. That's the case with the Tiger Light. You can go to tiger.freetalklive.com. That's tiger.freetalklive.com, and check them out. There's a special rate there, and I've got one. Ian, you've got yours, and they are awesome. Tiger.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231 as we continue here. You can, by the way, join us online at freetalklive.com. We would appreciate your support. You can become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com to help get this show on more radio stations around the country, bring more Internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only chat, the amp-only forum, and more. It's all there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. Big Mike back with us here talking about his odyssey as he was arrested, thrown in a jail cell on trumped-up charges, finally got out after 2 weeks of being held in maximum security because he wouldn't take a TB test. And now you're revealing something that I think is pretty exciting news, and that is that because what you've been charged with, assault, is a Class A misdemeanor, there that means that you can request a jury trial, which you're going to do, and you have the intention, not only will the jurors be hit with fully informed jury information by activists on the outside informing them that it's their right to nullify a verdict if they don't agree with the law itself, regardless of the so-called facts in the case, which I think is useful on its own, but you as the defendant representing yourself, presumably, will actually make you'll actually bring up jury nullification in the courtroom, and you're willing to face whatever contempt of court charges or extra charges come at you because of that, because these judges around the country do not want jury nullification brought up in court. Big Mike?
Yeah, that's correct. And I've heard that there are a couple of state reps here in New Hampshire that are looking into getting rid of some of the judges that are, sit on the bench around courts, across the state. And this is one thing that they would be, they would use as a reason to try to get rid of a judge if it was ever caught on video and there was like conclusive evidence. Now, even if for some reason that the judge didn't get impeached, because I think the system is really designed more to protect them than it is us. But they definitely, the word would spread and the judges would be on notice, and that would make it easier for other, you know, pro se defendants and other defense attorneys to not have to be so worried about facing a contempt charge, because a judge might be a little bit hesitant. Well, they didn't get it with, you know, so-and-so judge over at this court, but they might try it with me. And I think that helps a little bit. You know, I know right now in New Hampshire, coming up next year, there's going to be a vote on this bill to mandate the instruction for you know, the court to actually be mandated to instruct the jurors that of their right to, you know, to judge not just the facts of the case but also the law itself. And you know, I like the fact that that bill is here, but I do have a problem with it that nobody's really brought up yet, I think. And that is, you know, where I see it very applicable is in cases where the drug war is involved and people having possession charges or for selling drugs. Mm-hmm. And what's happening a lot around the country is, you know, just like here in New Hampshire, how we're not giving people Class A misdemeanors anymore. We're automatically dropping them down to Class B so they don't get the opportunity to have a jury trial and they don't get access to a public defender. They've been popping up with these drug courts all over the country that work very similar to traffic courts. In traffic courts, you used to be able to go through and you could use the rules of civil procedure or the rules of criminal procedure, but they come up with these special traffic courts that are like an administrative process. Mm-hmm. They don't really have any strict rules that they have to go to. You don't get access to, like, you know, pretrial discovery and things of that nature, which you would in, like, a regular case in court. And I think you're going to see, because it's happening a lot around the country, I think you'll probably see that in New Hampshire, especially if the jury nullification bill passes. So to me, that makes the jury nullification bill it's kind of a bad thing, in my opinion. I mean, I like the fact that they're trying it, and, you know, I watched some video testimony of Dennis Goddard speaking in favor of it, and I thought he did a really good job presenting it. I don't know what the chances are of that bill passing, but, you know, if we switch over to a system where we're just doing drug cases in a special type of administrative proceeding and not a criminal proceeding, then the jury nullification bill is going to have no effect on those
it's
cases.
It's something to think about, but on the other hand, that would be a pretty major change, and that would have to also pass through the legislature as well. It's not like they could just restructure things on their own. They'd likely have to get some sort of permission, I would think, from the legislature.
Exactly, but I think I read somewhere that it's already being discussed here. So I'm not 100% sure on that. I'd have to check it. But
I don't think that means that they can't be clogged as well in that particular area. Big Mike, we got some more questions for you here on the phones. Let's go to the calls and the fun. Talk to Sam, listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Big Mike.
Hi, Big Mike. Hi, Ian. Mark Dale. I just had one question. There is another John Doe in this case, and I wondered if you could help us process him. Do you have the name of the arresting officer?
Yeah, actually, I do. If you guys hold on a second, I can grab the court paperwork. I think his name is Capillari or Capilletti.
Now, we can get that off the air if necessary, but why do you ask, Sam? What's the point of that?
Oh, I just wanted to, I saw a film about the citizens resisting arrest, resisting assault on police, and I wanted to contribute to his hospital fund. I had some little girl's panties to send him and things like that, and I thought that might be a nice thing for us all to contribute to.
Yeah, we'll definitely have
Richard,
Big Mike, just come on over the Freekeen forum when you get that info and just post it up over there. I'm sure folks will find that very useful. And in fact, I've heard that you're coming out this way this weekend to see us out here in the Keene region.
I'm not going to be singing, but I'm going to come hang out a little bit.
All right, cool.
You know, I want to personally thank all you guys for being out there to support me and coming out to hang out with the Manchies out here for the 420 celebrations while I was in there. That was really cool.
Sam, thank you. Thanks for the call, Sam.
I appreciate the songs too, Sam.
Yeah, people need to go.
You know,
people who haven't seen this, you laughed when he mentioned the citizens resisting the assaults of the police or whatever the organization is called. I don't have it in front of me right now, but the video is up at freekeen.com. It actually includes the video of them arresting you as you walk through the police line, if you will. And it's just hilarious what they've done, essentially suggesting that the poor police officer got hurt and so he needs some band-aids. And so they're asking people to send children's band-aids into the police department to the police officer in question.
Hello Kitty has no mouth because she speaks from the heart.
Yeah. Let's continue. Dan is on the line in New Hampshire. Dan, you're on with Big Mike.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Dan, go for it.
And thank you, Big Mike. I you know, some of us, you know, can't get to all the stuff and do the things and are, for whatever reason, be on the front lines. And I support. And I'll help you out if you need anything. And in the meantime, I'll make myself available to you. The question I had, you may have answered this already, but did the prosecutor look at the video before the arraignment?
Okay, when I went for the motion hearing the day that, you know, yesterday when I was released early in the day, there was a different prosecutor than who was there at the arraignment. And I asked him, you know, have you guys even looked at this video? And he just, like, immediately just started stuttering. I think the police, you know, they might be looking at it. I think they have it. I was like, how are you guys even going forward with this case? And I know, I'm pretty sure this is a lie. What he told me was it's the police's discretion on whether or not to pursue these charges, where I thought it was actually the discretion of the prosecutor to make.
The prosecutor usually works for the police.
Right. That's the point, is the prosecutor is going to do whatever the police say. So it really is the police's discretion,
right?
Because the prosecutor,
right,
are, prosecutors are not, they do not act as an autonomous group. They are essentially the legal wing of the law enforcement.
Hey, Dan, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So there's more to come in this case, and the trial is scheduled for April. Is that right?
I don't know, because it's been bound. I'm all done with the Manchester District Court. Everything happens now in the Superior Court.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're doing renovation on the Superior Court building here in Manchester, so it'll actually happen in Nashua. I would imagine in the next week or so I'll get a letter in the mail with, you know, what happens next.
Okay.
So I'm kind of in limbo right now. I don't really know, but I will know something
some
point.
Well, you keep us in the loop, Big Mike, and, you know, let us know what transpires over time.
Yeah, definitely, guys. Definitely.
Great. Well, we'll appreciate. Yeah, we'll appreciate hearing back from you, and we'll let you get out to the rest of your night. I appreciate you staying on here for an extended interview. I think what you're doing is great. It's really appreciated, and I realize that not all activists can do this, and that's okay. I mean, nobody's ever said that everybody has to go and do the things like what Sam has done or what Big Mike has done. There's a different role here for everybody.
There are a lot of safe things that people can do out here that are really appreciated.
But at the same time, I also really appreciate somebody who's willing to put it all on the line, put all of their freedom on the line in order to, in this case, what may actually end up getting jury nullification back into the courtroom. Thank you so much, Big Mike. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Take care, guys.
Yep. Hour 3's coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-